AM 1420 WASR Wolfboro, W246 DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distant Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hasek, we are Mike and the Haas. Charlie, it's a little gloomy out there today.
It is. It seems we've turned into the summer of rain right now. It seems it's always raining, and it's impacting our lives because we're having games, or you know, for our boys, games postponed for baseball. And
we're setting the record for cancellations
yeah,
this year.
We are.
In my role as general manager, this team has never been more involved.
Right.
I'm on the
phone. Yeah, because you're always coordinating, and people are trying to guess the weather.
And so we have six games starting on Monday. Six games in the next 8 days.
That's unbelievable. That's a lot of baseball.
It's a lot of baseball for kids that are working in the summer. They're trying to save money, college, whatever.
Of course.
And we when we set up the schedule at the beginning of the year, we really try to, you know, no more than two games a week.
That's right.
But these rainouts are impacting.
It is. One of the easiest things that you really should recommend to all of these other coaches,
yes,
if they want accurate weather, Eric Scott, WASR.
Eric, did you have it raining today?
I did.
Okay.
And tomorrow.
Tomorrow's real
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, tomorrow, because we're going to get the remnants of Elsa
right
coming up, right? A little
you
tropical
can see
storm
it coming up the coast on the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we certainly, obviously, I don't want there to be a drought, but I think by the time we get through the remnants of Elsa, we should, I would think, be almost drought free.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I heard no.
Really? Oh, gosh,
great. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry yeah. to dampen this, but some water person down in the southern part of the state said this is not going to pull us out of a drought because it's coming down so fast and so hard
it's
going to run off.
Okay.
It'll help.
I mean, it makes
it'll
sense.
Help.
Yeah, it certainly
And if
help.
You have a shallow well, it'll help if you have a shallow well.
I mean, I have friends that have run out of water, and I'm sure you have too, so you hate to see that. But but I am, I don't know. I'm trying to stay positive because I don't want to complain because it's rain, but it's warm. For me, it's better. For me, it's better than snow.
Temperatures dropped about 15 degrees today.
We hiked
Bald Knob again this morning.
Oh, did you take the dogs?
We took the dogs.
Nice.
And we went up the longer trail, and it was warm, sweating. When we were coming down, it was cold.
A little chilly.
Yeah, it was cold, and it was started to rain too.
Right.
I had an interesting 24 hours.
Yeah, you said you were. I'm excited because there's.
We've been sitting here.
There's this brown bag sitting here the whole time.
Yesterday, this 24-hour period started. I had my yearly meeting with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Duran's Independent Works for You.
Yes.
And Paul's phenomenal. He is absolutely phenomenal. I suggest anybody who's looking for any insurance or financial planning, go to Paul.
Can I ask one question about that?
Yeah.
Did you spell my name correctly for beneficiary?
Yes, was the first one.
All right, cool. Just give it to the Haas.
And so, again, Paul's phenomenal. And he asked me if I want a water, and I said, sure, I'll have a water. And then he comes out with boxed water.
Oh, my goodness. I'm putting my water away right now.
You should, because this stuff is phenomenal. And
This is not.
And I told him I was so impressed. I'm so impressed over there. He just blew me away with the boxed water.
Yes.
And so you get it at the Wolfboro Co-op.
Okay.
Told me where to get it.
Yep. So the Wolfboro Co-op's right down the street.
That's why I was late today, because I stopped and picked up some boxed water for you guys just to try this,
because
I had to share this with you. So Paul put me onto this. You know, and again, Paul is absolutely phenomenal. Takes care of my family, and I suggest anybody who's looking for something goes over there. But you can also get boxed water over there. I mean, he has it all.
Does he really?
Now,
so as a customer, he gave you a boxed water.
He gave me a boxed
water. He wanted to make sure you were hydrated.
Yes.
That's
it was a long meeting.
Smart guy, of course.
And the water itself is phenomenal. So quick review, Eric.
It tastes like water.
No, it's much better than water.
No, what I mean is you don't have to think about
let's,
it.
Okay. So
it tastes like water should.
Yeah, let's read this. It says boxed water is better. I know that I just got a message. My wife let me know that my daughter was turned on to box water before, I've never had it though. And she said it's one of her favorites. But this is sustainable.
Yeah.
They're not using plastic bottles. Clearly, it's pure. They use an 8-step water purification process, pure pH neutral water. And this, I mean, it's so cute. It looks like a milk carton.
I'm all in on box water. I'm all in. Give it a try.
Live on air. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that some of the best water you've ever had?
This is delicious.
All right. So anyway, so after I had
the
water with Paul.
Thank you, Paul, for turning us on to Box Water.
With Paul, I stopped at the Bubble. And who's in line at the Bubble but my son Sam?
No way.
Yes. So I bought Sam a frap, and I had my frap.
Of course.
Will made it. Will was there. He was working, so made it. Phenomenal frap. Then I played some golf with Dougie Lamparter, owner of Full Belly Deli and Full Belly Bar and Grill. I had dinner there.
Wow.
So another one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And steak and cheese taco with an aioli sauce.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Spectacular. Just absolutely spectacular. I could hear your stomachs growling.
Yeah,
right
oh yeah, absolutely.
I could hear them.
I could go all in on that.
Today, so I mentioned we hiked Bald Knob and then a little date lunch with my wife.
Yeah.
Went to the Downtown Grill.
Oh.
She had the California panini. I've had it before. It's phenomenal. I've been getting this buffalo wrap with a blue cheese. Just, it's strong. You feel like you've eaten when you've eaten this
right
thing. I mean,
right.
It's just all your senses come alive. And then to round it off, guess where I went? The Yum Yum Shop.
Oh, you went to the Yum Yum Shop.
We went to the Yum Yum Shop.
Did you see Peter Kelly?
No, Peter wasn't there. I saw everybody else.
What did you get at the Yum Yum Shop?
What do you think I got?
A gingerbread cookie.
With?
Oh, with frosting.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. So you kind of ruined the gingerbread cookie by adding frosting.
No,
I know, you love it.
I have so much of it left. I only ate a leg.
Oh, because they're bigger. Little ones.
Yes, yes. It's hardcore. You get the ones with the frosting.
You've had quite the 24 hours.
I know.
You've hit a majority of our sponsors. I mean, the only thing I can't even, there's no way I can compete with this, Eric. The only thing I can say is prior to the show, I talked with Chip Skelly on the phone of Skelly's Market.
I saw that.
So I did have that connection. And tomorrow night, my wife and I and daughter are going out with the owners of Weston Auto Body.
Oh, very good.
Going out to dinner at East of Suez. So we're excited about that.
Nice.
So we'd certainly love our sponsors, and we're excited that they're part of the family. But this is amazing. I can't believe, that
I'm the first one that brought us gifts.
Yeah, you brought us gifts, bearing gifts, but I can't believe that this water tastes as good as it does.
Are you sold?
I'm totally sold, and I love the packaging.
Yeah, I'm all in on box water. I got to find out, where I can get cases and cases of this stuff. And
now, do you know anything?
I know some things.
I know, but do you know anything about the co-op? So you were obviously. I thought you had to be a member, but apparently you don't. You were able to walk off the street and buy box water.
I walked in there and took three box waters and gave them some money, and
that's great.
It seemed okay.
Yeah, was that the first time you've been in that store?
No, we were on a health food, kick for a little while. I mean, we're off and on with health food kicks, and I've gone in there before and got some stuff.
Sure.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
You need to start treating your body like a temple, like I do.
Like you do, I know.
Yeah.
Speaking of sponsors, Mike and the Hoss is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM, and all over the world in WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code Mike and the Hoss, or WASR, to receive $5 off a Gingy box. You can always join our conversation, 569 Lake, 569-5253.
I mean, what kind of ratings do you think we'd have if we just sat here and drank this boxed water? I got like three sips.
Probably about the same.
Yeah, I got three sips in while you were talking about our sponsors.
Yeah, I've been doing. I'm looking forward to you talking a little bit so I can drink some.
Yep, that's great. It was delicious. So, do you want me to do my opening take?
Sure.
Do you like my opening take? That's
then
on
I can
there.
Drink some water.
Yeah, there's absolutely
it's blank.
There's
blank.
There's absolutely nothing on there for an opening take. So, and you're going to say that Charlie stopped beating the dead horse. No, I'm not going to stop. So one of the things that I did is I did a little bit of research, and I know that we've talked about this prior to the show, and this is a little bit in reference to Joey Chestnut. And if you heard our last show, Joey Chestnut is the world record holder of the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. He won his 14th, and he ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I wanted to let you know that not only I'm not going to let this go yet, I actually brought it into my summer school classroom, because in the mornings I like to do just
You didn't just bring it into the summer school classroom. You have asked every single person that you've come in contact with, and you are batting over.
No, I did not ask my students this. But I brought it into the summer school classroom just because, I like to do current events. And so we did Joey Chestnut, today was Olympic stuff. So just something to kind of get us going.
Okay.
So I showed the kids. First of all, I made them do a little bit of research to figure out, if they knew who Joey Chestnut was. I let them, we did some stuff on the computer. And then I showed him last year's competition of when he $8.75 hot dogs. And the kids were just blown away. Like, you know, so was I. Like, how can you dip them in water and suck them down and all
and,
that stuff?
And you sold that as current events.
Yeah, I sold it because we were talking about the 4th of July and celebration and the annual tradition of Nathan's and what Nathan's is in New York City.
Okay.
So there's a lot more to it. Dude, I'm a history guy. You get that. It's not just about, like, let's show a hot dog
competition. I wouldn't know that based on
the
hot dog eating contest. But no, keep going, please. Yeah. Keep going.
All right. So we did that, and the kids were amazed. And, you know, one of the comments, I just so you know, I didn't ask the students anything about whether or not they thought there was an athlete or all that stuff. But they were just amazed that they expected someone to be that's going to win an eating contest to be like 900 pounds.
Everybody does.
And they were like, this guy is, you know, a small guy. And they were just amazed by that. The one thing that I did do, though, is you keep coming back and you kind of and you're saying the rest of the world is saying that Joey Chestnut is not an athlete.
Wait, I am going to say the rest of the world because I was with you on Tuesday. We did the show Tuesday night. So I was with you at the baseball game and you proceeded to ask every single person we came in contact with
There was just a few.
Don't make it sound like we were at Fenway Park.
But yeah.
And each person that you ask says, you're crazy, Charlie. He's not an athlete. Okay. It's not a sport.
So I wanted to start kind of with the word athlete. So if you take the word athlete, no, I'm serious. If you take the word athlete and you can go back to the Greek, which is athlon. Athlon in Greek means prize. And then if you take it to the next step, athlene, which means to compete for a prize. So you're competing for a prize. Do you compete for a prize in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Yes.
You do. So based just on that definition of the word athlete, you are competing for a prize. So therefore, you are an athlete if you are competing in a competition such as competitive eating.
So a Jeopardy contestant is an athlete. Is a Jeopardy contestant an athlete?
Based on your definition. I'm going to say that you're competing for a prize, so therefore they would be. And I want to go to something up your alley because you're a math guy and you hear that term mathlete all the time. So you have there's a math club and math teams and all that stuff and they compete for prizes. They have a special skill.
They're mathletes.
They're mathletes.
They're not athletes. No,
they're athletes. They have a special skill. They train. They learn. They perfect their craft. So I would go out on a limb and say they're athletes. Josh Spalding was with us the other day, and he said he was talking about he was big at UNH. He was big into marching band and all that stuff. And he actually did, I mean, he disagrees with me most of the time anyway. But he disagreed and said to me that he didn't feel that people in marching band were athletes. And I completely disagree with him. Because not only do you have to play the musical instrument, so you have to have that talent, you have to march, you have to have the stamina to be able to do that, you have to have the precision of being able to turn when they turn and, you know, make those cool shapes and stuff. They're athletes. So are you welcome? Can I welcome you yet to my team that Joey Chestnut is an athlete?
No. So based on the definition in the dictionary from 1720, okay.
I think it was a little more than 1720.
So, yes. I mean, based on that definition, but there's a lot of definitions in that dictionary that probably don't apply now. I don't think a Jeopardy contestant is an athlete, but according to that definition, they are an athlete. I don't think somebody in Wheel of the Fortune is an athlete or Family Feud is an athlete. But according to that definition, they are athletes. So, no. And I'm so thankful that it's 4:15 right now. We have to take a break so we can finally get off the subject. Mike and the Hoss. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro.
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Haas sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas. All right. You want my take?
I'm ready for your take.
Are you ready? And I had put down, you're probably wondering where I'm going with this.
Of course I'm wondering.
I said, in our notes, I said, when a good decision is also a bad decision.
Yeah, when a good decision is also a bad decision.
And I'm referring to the ability of college athletes to make money off their...
image?
Yeah, the NIL, the names, image, likeness is what they're calling it.
Right.
It started last week. I think it was last week, maybe the week before, but I think it was last week. And so basically what happened, the Supreme Court came down and said, you know, college athletes can make money off. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to go out there and make money. That's like a summer job. And if it's their name or their image or whatever, their likeness, they can do it. They could do it through social media. They could do it through sports camps. They can't sign professional contracts.
Right. Yeah. But they can't have a sneaker made after them.
It's a little fuzzy on the endorsement. They're allowed to endorse products.
Okay.
They are allowed to endorse products, especially in the social media world. And so Barstool Sports, you know, they were mm-hmm. signing all kinds of people, and they made it very clear, we have no idea what we're doing, but we figure that this is a good thing to do. And so they're signing anybody who wanted to, they were signing them.
Yep.
A story that jumped out at me was in the University of Miami, the football team. Did you catch this?
I didn't.
So an owner of a franchise of MMA gyms mm-hmm. down in Florida signed the whole Miami Hurricanes football team, all 90 scholarship players, to promote the gym. The gyms there.
It's a franchise?
It's a franchise of these MMA gyms. And he's paying them, each player, $500 a month.
Each player? All 90 players?
All 90 players.
Wow.
$500 a month to promote the gym. And so I'm like, wow. I mean, my first thought was like, that's cool. That player gets $500 a month.
That's right, yeah.
But then I'm thinking, all right, the owner of a franchise of MMA gyms in South Florida.
Yeah. It's worth a lot of money.
Worth a lot of money. These players are signing on with these individuals, and I have a feeling that there might be a little bit more expected of them than just endorsing these gyms.
Like that they're going to be taken advantage of?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's happening, because there's no real rules governing this,
mm-hmm.
a player cannot sign an agent to help them out, to guide them.
No, not in college.
A player cannot sign somebody to help them with the taxes on these things.
Right.
And we're talking 18, 19-year-old kids that are getting checks for thousands of dollars. I have a feeling they're not going to put away 25% for taxes.
Probably not.
And then becomes the real dark side of this thing about bookies and, you know, some nefarious individuals out there
mm-hmm.
that might hide something where, okay, we're going to sign you for your name, your image, but you're going to be throwing that game. You're going to miss that kick.
Yeah.
You know, it's really opened up Pandora's box. And so that's what I'm saying. I think it's a good decision that players can make money off their likeness. I don't know if it was a great idea to do this without any kind of governance for them.
So who decide? I mean, I guess we don't know yet. Who's going to decide? Who's going to govern this? Who's going to make the rules around this? It can't be the NCAA.
No.
It's just and right now, it's certainly probably not going to be the U.S. government.
No.
So
who's left?
Right now, it's just left to the individual.
Yeah. Parents. Yeah. Now, some of these guys are going to make so much money because they already have, like I was reading about, there was a football player who has 3.3 million TikTok followers.
Okay.
And he's been turning down endorsement deals all along because he's an amateur athlete and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But now he can do it. So now it's a free-for-all. He could sign, and he can endorse anything he wants.
Yeah, I mean, think of that. 3 million people.
Yes.
Lots and lots of business are going to be
We've seen the, you know, the Instagram people that have the millions of followers that,
right,
you know, hold up a can of, you know, boxed water.
Boxed water, yeah.
A can of boxed water. A box of water.
A box of water, yeah.
And next thing you know, they're $10,000 richer.
Yeah. I mean, think of all the endorsements we've declined.
I know. They come in left
It's amazing. And right. But no, you're right. I mean, it's a
real problem. And I think that, yes, the decision was right. You and I kind of disagree with it because you felt that their scholarship is their pay. That's what
you're
getting.
We had that big argument. Yeah. About, you know, that scholarship is the pay. You know, you're getting food, you know, an education, a place to stay. That's enough.
And some these institutions are making so much money, mm-hmm. you know, tens of millions of dollars off of these players.
Yeah, they're football right. programs. Sure.
So, and that's where it comes. And there's no governance in this. There's none whatsoever. These kids are going out and signing deals with MMA guys, and yeah. you know, who else are they going to sign? And there's nobody overseeing it because they still can't have a manager to help them through this.
Right. Yeah, they're all on their own.
Yeah, it's really like the Wild Wild West right now. And
you're right, because I don't want to throw this MMA owner under the bus.
No.
But he can basically say, I want you to do X, Y, and Z, and that's what you have to do in order to get your $500 a month.
Who knows who they're getting involved with?
Right.
Who knows? Because nobody's vetting these people. They're just writing checks. Somebody can walk up to Charlie Haas or Jonathan Hossack and say, Jonathan, you know, I would like to use your, you know, picture on my wall.
Right.
I'm gonna write you a check for $1,000.
Yeah,
which sounds great.
Sounds awesome.
But then he's gonna come back a few days later and say, "Hey, Jonathan, you know that $1,000? I also want you to go do this now."
That's right.
And then I'm gonna have you do this.
Yep.
And I'm gonna have you do this.
Yep. And it may not always be above board.
Jonathan's fortunate; he has great parents that can help him guide him through.
Sure.
Unfortunately, not all these professional these Division I athletes have that.
Right.
So it becomes a pretty gray area there. When I was reading up on it, I really liked the idea that one of the things that the kids could do is promote camps. Mm-hmm. They could do a camp now in you know, pick an athlete's name, Tim Tebow, when he was in college. Tim Tebow could run a football camp.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Tebow could profit off that football camp.
As a college player.
As a college player.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That, to me, is using your name to promote something. Now, he couldn't use the Florida Gators logos. You're not allowed to use any of your college logos.
Right, because you
can't
don't
do
own
that. Those. Yeah. But, you know, Tim Tebow is somebody that people knew who Tim Tebow was. And so, you know, he could promote. That I get. I get that. I get the one who has the 3.3 million TikTok followers and he wants to hold up a box of water.
Right.
I get that. Promoting the MMA gym? I don't get that one.
Yeah.
I don't see
and
that.
And signing all 90 players.
Yeah, I don't see that. That just seems a little – that one jumped out at me. So, again, when a good decision is also a bad decision, I think this is a bad decision without any governance in this.
What I mean, what's Barstool going to do? That's what I'm interested
to see.
They
don't know.
Yeah, I know that. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. They've signed all these athletes.
Yeah.
And
they don't know. And I have not heard of one single one of these athletes that they signed.
No.
Not
right.
one. I mean, there's
because anybody could have signed. They were, you know.
Well, you could have filled out an application.
If I were a college athlete.
You were a college athlete?
Yeah.
Does it have to be college? Can you do it in high school now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would imagine you can. It can't be limited to just
I don't
just
know
college.
Why our kids aren't signing up then. Maybe we need to take care of this after the show.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'll say, Will, sign up.
Yeah. Go sign up. Become sponsored by Barstool.
You never know.
Yeah. So, I mean, and if Barstool's always looking for a good program, we are available.
We know that Barstool is our, you know, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, Barstool. Sorry, Eric. Right, Eric? Are you good?
We're going to take you with
us. We're taking you with us, Eric. And we're taking WASR with us. Yeah. We're going to do this. All right. But that's actually a great opening take, but it's interesting to see where they're going to go. And I didn't, you know, I probably should have followed this a little bit more. But what did the Supreme Court actually say? Do you know how it kind of came? Gosh, hitting my microphone. You know what determined? What was their kind of their stance? And if you don't have the info, don't worry.
Their stance is that I actually had it, but I think my article just went
That's okay.
Goodbye. Oh, there it is. So basically, the Supreme Court says what we said, that if you have a name that you could profit from your name, your image, or your likeness, because the school was doing that. The school was profiting from Team Tebow.
Right. So it seems more like it's the Supreme Court took like an individual freedom position in this.
The NCAA has long prohibited the athletes from accepting any outside money. It did this to preserve amateurism. Mm-hmm. Now athletes will have no major restrictions on how they can be compensated for their name, image, likeness. In the past, they would lose their eligibility. Then it went into a whole bunch of different cases that brought it to this. So athletes will be allowed to make money off their celebrity. Some examples: sponsored social media posts or advertisements, sponsored videos on Twitter and YouTube, training lessons in summer camps, autographs and merchandise sales. And, you know, we've talked about those autographs, like Pete Rose, for instance. And,
right.
You know, it gets a little sketchy in those autographs things and how that stuff, information gets sold. A football player could receive a free meal in exchange for a Twitter post about a local restaurant.
Wow.
A volleyball player could accept a gift from a makeup brand in exchange for sharing it on Instagram.
Okay.
A field hockey player could use their face and name to recruit young athletes to a skills camp. That's the one I do like. I mentioned that.
I like that a lot.
What's not changing? What's not changing is they are not going to be allowed to accept payments or kickbacks for choosing one football program over another. So, you know, Blue Chips. You remember the movie Blue Chips?
Right.
You know, so can't do that. And there's going to be stipulations on whether an athlete could sign a deal that competes with a pre-existing university deal. So, for instance, we'll use Tim Tebow because he was a famous college athlete. He can't, if the University of Florida has a deal with Adidas, mm-hmm. like Kingswood does,
sure,
he can't go and sign with a deal with Reebok.
With Nike or whatever. Yeah, sure.
So that's, but they haven't figured that part out yet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a mess. I really do. I think it's going to be a mess. And there's going to be so much gray area that how is the NCAA going to govern this?
Right.
How are they going to govern this? And there's just going to be, you know, we've seen it with hacking. We've seen it with just phone scams and phishing and all that. There are bad people out there.
There
are bad people that have been trying to take advantage of NCAA College Division I athletes since they have been around.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just watch 30 for 30, and, you know, every other night there's a 30 for 30 on some nefarious agent that took advantage of a kid. So now, it's really the wild west.
Yeah, they gave an example there of, like, you know, if you do something, if you endorse this product, you can get a free meal. That's, to me, not a big deal. But then can you take it to the level of, you know, if you endorse this product, then you get a free car?
Yes.
I mean, it could go.
Yes.
It could go all sorts of places.
Yes. And so you got a Trevor Lawrence, for instance, who was, you know, going to be the number one pick in the NFL from when he was a freshman. Think about how much money that he could have made during those 3 years that he still remained in college because he couldn't leave.
Right.
Because the NFL draft worked. And how, I mean, it's certainly not pure.
Right.
But yes, he could endorse a car and drive around in a Lamborghini.
How about this? Do you think because of this, we'll use football as an example, college football players will play 4 years of college because they can actually make money before jumping to the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's...
So it could definitely benefit the college program.
The college football player that is making a lot of money in college probably stands to make 10 times that
in the NFL, making the next step.
Because if they're able to make that much money in college, they're really good, and their name's really out there. Yeah. So, we'll be right back. Mike and Austin.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro, or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life.
The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss at yumyumshop.com. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss, 569-5253. And you're going to need that phone number because you know what time it is, Charlie?
It is trivia time.
Brought to you by
the Full Belly Deli.
Full Belly Deli, that's right. I wrote down Full Belly Bar and Grill.
That's okay. I knew what it was. I didn't even look at the notes.
Because I was thinking about my steak and cheese taco with the aioli sauce that I had last night.
Oh, that's delicious. It's the Full Belly Deli, and you're going to win a $20 gift card. And the way you win a $20 gift card is to give us a call at 569-5253 with the correct answer to the trivia question. We will have you on air, tell us the answer, and then we'll take you off air. You'll go with Eric Scott, the station manager, give him your name, and your gift card will be waiting for you, $20, at the Full Belly Deli.
All right. All-Star's coming. All-Star game is coming up.
It is.
I want to say it's next week.
It was funny because I was looking at this because I was looking at the Red Sox schedule, and I'm like, when are they playing this thing? Because it just seems like games. But it's like All-Star week is July 9th through the 13th.
So it's next week.
Yeah,
so
it's coming up.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Who is the slugger who holds the record for the most home runs during the Home Run Derby with 77.
That is so many home runs.
So this player hit 77 home runs during the Home Run Derby. If you know the answer, 569-5253. Who is the slugger who hit 77 home runs during the Home Run Derby? I actually went to a Home Run Derby when it was at Fenway.
Yeah, you went to the Fenway one. That must have been fun.
It was exciting. It was McGuire. It was like 2000. It was the
steroid era.
99, 2000, whatever they played. And my friend Parker brought me. We were in center field, and they were hitting balls. Now, there was a rumor that the balls were really juiced, besides them being juiced.
So specifically for the Home Run Derby?
Yes. Yeah. And they were hitting balls over the light tower.
Wow.
And we were in center field, and we could actually see the balls going over the light tower. McGuire was hitting balls over the light tower.
Just hitting bombs.
Sosa, over the light tower.
So not only was McGuire juiced, he probably corked his bat. The balls were juiced.
Oh, yeah. It was like they were hitting golf balls.
Yeah.
I mean, their balls were just exploding off their bat.
Wow.
So, again, if you know the trivia, 569-5253, who is a slugger who set the record for the most home runs during the Home Run Derby with 77 home runs?
77. Wow. I actually don't know the answer.
You don't?
No. I mean, I'll take a guess later, but I don't think I know.
Okay.
So.
It's, I might give a hint.
Okay.
I might give a hint if we don't got, I really want to get a winner this week.
Yeah. 569-5253.
All right. Cool facts.
All right.
And so we are looking for a sponsor for Cool Facts.
Yeah. If you want to sponsor Cool Facts, let us know. I'm still currently enjoying my boxed water. So, all right. Here we go. Danny Heap. Remember Danny Heap? Danny Heap that actually played for the Red Sox at one point. Danny Heap is the first player in the World Series to be used as a designated hitter. And it just so happens that his initials are D&H. You probably remember Danny Heap from this, that he was Nolan Ryan's 4,000th strikeout. So he's in the Hall of Fame for that. Not because he's Danny Heap.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, but for the first player ever to be a DH in a World Series. How about this one? Now, they should bring this back. Prior to 1859, umpires sat in padded chairs behind the catcher. I want to umpire, and I think we should do it together. Still kind of selling you on that. But I would love to be able to sit behind the catcher in a padded chair.
I'm interested in that. I think that would be... I don't understand.
You're interested in an umpire, or you're interested in sitting behind a chair?
A little bit of both, but I'm not sure about the padded chair. Why did it have to be a padded chair?
So you were comfortable. I think it's padded for you, not necessarily.
It's like a lounge chair with your feet up.
I think they wanted to have some comfort.
Well, there's nothing better than a happy umpire.
Oh, my gosh. So true.
So
and we've been around baseball long enough that you tend to get more unhappy umpires than you do happy umpires. Yeah. But you're right. You want a happy umpire and definitely one that's more comfortable. I did not know this, but you probably did. But fishing is the biggest participant sport on the planet. Fishing. So it kind of brings me to a different spot because we're
don't
calling.
Go don't go where, there.
I,
don't
how
go
can
there.
I? How
don't
can I
do
not
it.
Go there?
Don't
so
do
if
it.
We're gonna call, but they did it. I didn't do this. They're calling fishing a sport.
Yes, fishing's a sport.
I believe it is.
I believe it is too.
Why can't competitive eating be a sport? Because I'll leave it at that. You don't need to answer. All right, it's a rhetorical question. All right,
not
and
really.
How about this? There are only 2 days a year where there are no professional sports games. It's the day before and the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And we know that the sport with the shortest season is the NFL, and the longest season, believe it or not, is Major League Soccer. Although, I might disagree with that because I feel like it's the NBA as far as the longest season.
Well, this year.
Yeah. Oh but, God. You know, this is – and obviously this information is a little bit pre-COVID stuff, but it's true with because you can get a sports any game of the year. We know they play on Christmas. We know that they play on Easter.
Did they have an All-Star game last year? Major League Baseball, was there an All-Star
2020?
Game?
I don't think so.
I don't think there was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but those are really the only two games that you can't find a sporting event of any sort.
In the United States?
Well, it would be the United States. I mean, they might be playing cricket in Europe or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or highlight.
I'm just trying.
Nothing like a good highlight game.
There's not a lacrosse game. There's not the professional lacrosse league playing.
I mean, there is a professional lacrosse league.
I know, but they don't play those days.
I don't know. So
I think that would. I
we'll have to vet my information.
I might be calling BS on your cool fact on this one.
Okay.
I think professional lacrosse is playing during that time.
You think they play the day before and the day after?
Well, I caught local kid Ryder Garnsey. He was playing the other day.
Yeah. Wasn't he a Notre Dame graduate?
He was. Yeah. And. I forget the name of the team that he plays on. The names of teams are interesting, but he played on Saturday. He was on TV.
Okay.
Names on Saturday. Had a couple goals.
That's awesome.
So if Ryder's out there listening, I would like to know if you have a game on Monday or Wednesday.
Local kid made good.
Yeah. I would like to know if Ryder had a game on Monday or Wednesday next week.
Of next week, yeah. Doesn't matter if he had it this week. Okay.
All right. That's an interesting fact. That is a good deal. Fishing is a sport.
Yep.
I'm surprised at the biggest participant in sport on the planet?
Yeah.
More than soccer?
Mike, think about it. You could be 99 years old and fish. You can be 2 years old and fish.
That is true.
So anything. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I think it's dead on that you could do that. Okay. I'm just glad it's not hunting.
I wonder what the numbers are.
I don't know.
I'd be interested to see how fishing compares to like golf.
Right. Same thing with golf, right? Yeah. You could be a 2-year-old and play golf and 100 years old.
Professional eating, I'm seeing where that stacks in on that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing near the bottom.
I don't know.
It's not going to be on there. You know why? It's not a sport.
Interesting thing about professional eating, though. We did have another conversation with Josh, and I'd love for one of our sponsors, the Yum Yum Shop, Peter Kelly and the Yum Yum Shop. What if we had a gingerbread eating cookie contest. We started talking about that. That means
the three of us?
not the three of us. I would like to call out Joey Chestnut because he doesn't. We've read all these like different things. He's pretty much has every record.
How different?
But how cool would it be if he were the champion of the Yum Yum Shop gingerbread cookie?
I'm guessing that he would come. He's probably going to want some prize money, some appearance fee.
I mean, probably.
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, or at a minimum, he could join us in the hot seat here on the show. I mean, that would be good. And we could have conversation athlete to athlete.
No, but
it'd be
really
cool.
A gingerbread cookie is better than a pepperoni roll or a pierogi.
Oh, I definitely agree.
Or a Hostess donut.
No question about that. So. All right. Where are we going?
We're going to go. We're going to rapid fire here. We're going to be rapid fire pretty much the rest of the show. Kingswood 12U lost to Guilford last night.
Yes. 5-3.
5-3. So Guilford's undefeated. They're going to the finals. Now Kingswood's in what's termed the loser's bracket, and they have to work their way through. And they were supposed to play Berlin tonight. Mm-hmm. And if they beat Berlin, then they're going to face Guilford in the championship game. But that was rained out. Senior Babe Ruth lost to Exeter 8-3 the other night. That was lightning shortened.
That was.
That was the longest game.
Oh my gosh! It was. I think an hour and 10 minutes into it, we're still in the third inning.
Did your son come home and say that was the most boring game I've ever played?
Well, he said it was long. Yeah, very long. It was just very little action.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was, you know, 2-3 guys on base, a guy scores. There was nothing that really happened.
I spent, honestly, and you've said this already, I spent more time going around talking about my take than actually watching the game, and nothing happened in the game.
Nope, that is true. NHL playoffs, they ended last night. Tampa, as predicted, they won.
They got the win. Yeah.
They won nothing. Good game. Vasilevskiy, the Tampa goalie, was phenomenal. They had four elimination games, if I get this right, four elimination games in these playoffs, and he had shutouts in every one of them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
I saw Brady sent a tweet out. I think he's obligated to do that because he plays for the Buccaneers.
Tampa now has four finals. Since Brady signed with the Buccaneers,
yeah,
they have four finals appearances. They're professional teams.
All right, so you got the Buccaneers, you got the Lightning, the Rays.
The Rays made it to the
World
Series.
That's right, yeah.
And they've won three. So they've won three championships since Brady has signed with Tampa.
Brady Magic.
I think so.
Possibly.
NBA playoffs.
Yep.
Phoenix is up 1-0.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah. Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Holy cow. I mean, a career game.
Absolutely phenomenal.
He's never been in the finals. But
Devin Booker, awesome.
Oh, he's such a great player.
I mean, they have a backcourt that is as good
so
as
fun,
it gets.
So fun to watch. And Giannis played.
And he played fine.
And he looked good.
Yep.
I think the Suns are gonna win the series.
I do too. We predicted that.
Yes.
Jay Crowder plays for the Suns.
Yeah, former Celtic.
And do you know that I think it's been 5 years since he's been a Celtic. I think it was about 5 years ago.
Jay Crowder played on the Celtics this year when they released him, right?
No,
not Jay Crowder. You're right.
Think about somebody different.
It's been a few years.
It's been about 5 years. He has either been to the finals or won the championship just about every time. The guy just wins wherever he goes.
That's awesome.
And ESPN ran a piece on him today about how important he is. He fills in. You know, teams have holes. No matter what team you are, you have holes.
Right.
And Jay Crowder has the ability to morph himself into different roles. He can be a bruiser down low. He can shoot to three. He can, you know, just play defense. He does a lot of things, and we didn't appreciate him. I wanted to get rid of him.
Right.
I didn't appreciate him when he was here.
No, neither did I.
I didn't think he fit in well at all, but the guy just wins. And the Celtics could use him.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Or somebody like him anyway.
Yeah, great. He's a great forward.
You probably didn't because we were at baseball, but did you get a chance to watch any of that golf match that was on TV the other night?
I didn't, no. I mean, did you see any of the reruns or
repeats? I watched
highlights.
I got the last eight holes. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I liked those things. The course was phenomenal. It was out in Montana, Big Sky, Montana.
Right.
They were played basically on top of a mountain. They had elevation of 7,500 feet. So
they're over a mile.
So as if they're playing on top of like Mount Chicora and Mount Washington on top.
Yeah,
on
that's
top
right.
Of the end.
That's right. Yeah.
So they were hitting the ball 500 yards. Brady sucked.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible. It was awful. Aaron Rodgers outplayed him. And he was the weak link. Brady was the weak link.
He was. Yeah.
So it was
too
bad.
I love Phil Mickelson, though.
He talks an awful lot.
He's just, yeah.
Yeah, he's very entertaining. So.
He'd be someone, I'm sure you'd love to golf with him.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time on Red Sox. Also MLB news, Olympic news. Wimbledon news,
which is good,
Wimbledon and Euro Cup.
So just to correct myself, the Celtics player I was thinking of was Jeff Teague, who plays for the Bucks. And
yes,
he was on the Celtics this year. But how cool is that? You get cut from the Celtics and you're playing in your finals.
I think if you got cut from the Celtics this year, that was a pretty good thing for that player.
Probably.
All right, Mike and Haas.
Carroll County Oil is independently owned and operated. Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door. 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Haas. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill has a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey, Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town, you have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss. Charlie, oh, how 2 days can change a feeling of the team.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And we are definitely referencing the Red Sox.
Yes, Red Sox lost two straight. Since our last, they have not won since our last show.
No, and, which was Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. They lost Tuesday night and they lost Wednesday.
Right.
Good games. They lost to the Angels, who are a respectable team. They're certainly respectable. Basically, Ohtani beat the Red Sox two nights in a row.
Yeah.
He's
unbelievable.
Pitched and hit a home run yesterday. Yep. He is spectacular. What we're seeing from him has not been seen since George Herman Ruth.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the last guy that was able to
dominant pitcher, a dominant hitter.
32 home runs. Yeah. He has an ERA in the twos.
Yeah.
The Red Sox were rolling before they hit him. And they got to him and they didn't hit him. They didn't hit him at all, actually.
Right.
And he single-handedly beat the Red Sox, basically.
And, you know, it's interesting because he's on the Angels, and my boy Mike Trout's out there, and you have Ohtani, and they're still going to be a team that's probably not going to make the playoffs.
Probably not.
Yeah, which
although,
is a shame.
I mean, they're above 500. They have a better record than the Yankees.
Yeah, well,
so
that's good.
It's their lead. They poked at 5-game lead. Now they're down to 2.5.
Yeah, so you saw the Rays won. They
a doubleheader.
Took a doubleheader.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's
thing.
Like a dagger.
So, yeah, it's a little disappointing. And on Tuesday, I was listening to some other shows, and they're punching the Red Sox playoff tickets. And pennant.
It's a little early for that.
It's way too early for that because the division's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rays are not going anywhere, and Toronto's not going anywhere.
Nope. Toronto has a solid team. And we always say this, and I know that we can't stand the Yankees, but the Yankees, I know they're, 10 back, but you can never count the Yankees out.
No, you can't, because they're going to play better.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are going to have to keep the pace that they have had, that 100-plus win pace.
Right.
If they're going to play. It's going to take that. It's going to take 98 to 103 wins to win this thing. If the Red Sox win 94 games, they're a wild card team at best. At best.
Yeah, I was
they're
going to have
because Tampa's good. Tampa's really good, and they win. They know how to win. They get some help coming, though. Tanner Houck is joining the rotation.
Which is exciting.
And then Chris Sale. They said he's going to join as soon as he gets to five. He's going to do some rehab starts.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets to 5 innings, he's coming into the rotation.
Wow.
So you know he's going to try to get there. He said, I don't want to do 7 starts down there.
No, he
says,
I want to do
2. And so that first one's going to be 3 innings. The next one's going to be 5. He's going to be pitching in, you know, my guess is he's going to be pitching in 2 weeks.
That's
probably.
That sounds
amazing.
Great. Certainly a lot faster than anyone expected.
No. So that's awesome. Do the Red Sox need to make a trade?
Who do you think they want to? What do they need?
Well, you said they need a closer.
I mean,
even though they're closers in the All Star game.
I was going to say, I mean, I said that weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm still, Matt Barnes, you're right, is in the All Star game. I think I think they need it would really be nice for them to trade for another starting pitcher. Because I don't know if Chris Sale is going to necessarily he's going to take more of the bullpen.
I don't think so. I think he's coming back as
a starter.
You
think he's coming back right into the rotation?
Why are they getting him to five innings then?
Well, I guess it's kind of funny that because only all Red Sox starters can only go five innings.
Right.
So
that's
so
all
I guess
they need
you're
going
to do that and then let him pitch five innings and then give it to the bullpen. I mean, other than
who's getting moved out of the rotation? Who is the rotation right now?
I know. Well, obviously, Evaldi.
Okay.
Is in there.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, Erod, of course.
Yeah.
And
Garrett.
Whitlock. Yeah.
That's three. Perez. Martin Perez. I think it's Martin Perez.
Yeah.
That's four.
So, and really, and then.
Oh, Pivetta.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Right. Pivetta. Right. So, out of those five, and I think there's another one that throws games every once in a while.
Yeah.
Out of those five, who's coming out? Whitlock, for sure.
Yeah, it'd be Whitlock.
Perez pitched great the other day.
Yep. Evaldi's the best pitcher right
Pivetta,
now. And Pivetta pitched well the other night.
Yeah. Is Erod? So. Erod coming out?
I don't know.
Maybe they go to six. Maybe
I was
going to
say
six.
You could go to six because if you only have your starters going five, maybe six innings, you know, you could kind of stretch them out. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know anything because I don't know how Chris Sale is doing health-wise, but... I mean, do you put him right back into the rotation and he starts going every five games?
I don't know.
I don't know. Can you stretch him out and go every, you know, give him 6-7 days off?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. They have a good problem. So my point is I don't think they need to go out. They're getting two guys coming off of the DL.
You looking for a DH?
For who?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm throwing that out there. I don't think they need a DH, the Red Sox.
I don't think they need one either. A first baseman.
Yeah, but I always use your term serviceable, and I think we currently have some.
We get too many strikeouts coming out of first base. We still have an average in the very low 200s on first base. They can do better than that. Now, I don't think that they should go all Dombrowski on themselves and give up their farm system either.
Right.
They have a good thing going because they're winning when they're not expected to win with guys that they don't expect to win with.
Right.
And they're building up that farm system. So I wouldn't be surprised if they actually trade some of these guys just to get some farm guys.
Yeah.
You know, if they feel like they have an extra pitcher, maybe they trade a Whitlock. Maybe that's the guy that they trade. And to get if you have an abundance of pitchers.
Fill in some minor league players.
All right. Other MLB news. Jake DeGrom.
Yep.
Easily the best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Definitely.
By far. His ERA is just over one because he gave up three runs the other day. Skipping the All-Star game to rest.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I feel fine because the All-Star game's a waste of time.
I'm all in on this. Absolutely all in. Yep. It's about time somebody puts team before, you know.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving, does he skip the All-Star game? No. He doesn't play for the Celtics for 3.5 weeks and then goes to the All-Star game and then doesn't play for the Celtics for the next 3.5 weeks.
Because he wants to be in the All-Star game because that's where he gets his brand.
Does Jason Tatum skip the All-Star game?
No.
Oh, of course not.
Of course not. But I'm okay with this. But I think Major League Baseball has a problem.
Yep.
Because if he's going to skip the All-Star game, which we support, do we really need to have an All-Star game?
Ooh.
Can we just name All-Stars?
Ooh.
I'm okay with the home run derby or things like that, but do we really need to see, you know?
I used to like it. I did. I used when I was younger. I used
when
to
I was,
like it.
I guess when I was
see all
I
those
guess
guys.
Right. When I was a kid, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now it was like, it's whatever.
I've
plus, there's
interest.
Nothing. Remember when they tied something to it? Remember when it meant something like you got home field advantage for the World Series?
I like that.
I love it.
Yeah,
so
then
tie
like
something
that.
To it.
My friend Buzz hated that. We always argued about that one. I liked it. Speaking of teams that have a problem, the Los Angeles Dodgers, all $250 million of their payroll.
Yes.
They lost Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Not because he's hurt. He was one of the top five pitchers in the league.
Right.
Because he's just a bad dude.
Yeah.
And everybody knew he was a bad dude, but they gave him $120 million over 3 years.
Yep.
He's the highest paid player in Major League Baseball this year.
And he's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. Lost him. And then as soon as they lost him, Clayton Kershaw, arm issues.
Yep. He's injured.
He's
in reserve. Yep.
So
they're falling apart. Mookie's not having a very good season.
No, Mookie hit a home run to tie the game the other day, though they ended up winning. So maybe Mookie's going to get going. Olympic news.
Oh, this is tough because we had a conversation with Josh the other day, and his paperwork hasn't been approved.
No, I'm wondering how this is impacting his. We should probably reach out to Josh if he wants to give us a quick call, 569-5253. We have a couple minutes, Josh. State of emergency in Japan. They have officially today no spectators. Zero spectators at the events.
Not even within their, not even local, not
nothing,
even Japanese citizens.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero spectators.
Yeah.
They canceled the torch relay. Nobody's running around with a torch. I'm assuming that opening ceremonies are going to be canceled.
Probably.
Right? There's no reason to do that anymore. I had put down spectators may be banned. Now they officially are banned.
That is it.
So I'm really curious. We got to have Josh call in next week.
Yeah.
I don't think he leaves for a couple weeks.
I think 2 weeks.
I
hope he gets out there and he can make it because he's really going to be our eyes for the Olympics.
Right.
Which will be nice to communicate with him.
Sha'Carri Richardson, we talked about her. She was suspended because...
For marijuana use.
Marijuana had an edible. She was left off the relay team, too.
Yeah.
Which people were surprised at that one. The relay team is... You don't qualify for the relay team. You can get picked
for
the relay team.
Yeah, sure.
So they were surprised that she got left off of that, so...
Which is too bad, and
is the fastest female human being.
Absolutely,
right now.
And it's too bad for all the athletes from around the world because now you're going to compete without any spectators.
We spent a little time talking tennis on Mike and the Haas.
Yeah,
Federer lost.
He did, and I know you're disappointed about that.
I am. And that's probably be the last time we see him. I don't think that he's 39 years old. That's old for a tennis player.
Yes,
that is really old. Djokovic won.
Yep.
So he's looking good on the women's side. I have Barty versus Pliskova.
Yeah.
And the thing that jumps out at me with this is that after Serena Williams got knocked out.
I know.
Now that young Coco, the young girl, is she an American? I'm not positive.
Sure. I don't know.
But she's really young. She got knocked out early also. American female tennis, and for that matter, male tennis. You read a lot of articles that they're struggling.
Right,
they're struggling getting these top tier tennis players.
Can we do before you jump to the Euro?
Yes.
Can you do the trivia one more time? And we're at a point now.
I forgot all about the trivia. Yeah. So I wanted to know who the slugger was that set the record at the Home Run Derby. 569-5253. If you're quick to the phone, they hit 77 home runs and they played for the Red Sox.
Red Sox.
That's the hint that I'm going to give. So you have about 2 minutes to call it in. 569-5253. Who is the Red Sox slugger that set the record for the Home Run Derby?
Wow.
With 77 home runs. Euro Cup.
Yeah.
This is not a huge deal here.
But it's still it's huge.
We were in Spain a few years ago during the World Cup,
mm-hmm.
and it was you didn't want to walk through a bar.
Right.
It was really crazy.
It consumes everything.
England is playing Italy in the finals on Sunday. England has not won a major cup, World Cup, Euro Cup, whatever cup, since 1966.
Wow.
England's like one of the birthplaces of soccer.
Right.
Or football up there. And they have not won. That blew my mind.
That's crazy.
So they, in the semifinal game against the Denmark, a laser was pointed at the goalie's eyes during the last penalty kick.
Yeah.
And so England is going to get punished.
Yeah.
I don't know what that punishment would possibly be.
What do you like? You have to start down two goals.
I don't know. But... Yeah. That taints it. Morrissey's Front Porch, who supported us a lot when we were on television.
Yes.
They have the Porch and Pub over there.
Right.
And he's been promoting. He's been showing these things because the Irish,
of course,
they're all into soccer.
Irish
pubs. He's been packed over there. So if you want to go watch that. All right. So who's the winner?
I had a text from someone.
Yeah.
And their guess was Jim Rice.
That's not Jim Rice.
No. It's a good guess.
Do I know that person?
Yes, you know that person.
Okay.
So
who's your guess?
I guess I'm baffled, so I will just go out here. I'm going to say that it is, Dwight Evans.
David Ortiz.
Oh, it is Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
So it would have been an obvious pick then that I should have gone with.
Well, and I left out the Red Sox piece just because I want it to be a little challenging.
Yeah.
So
David Ortiz hit 77 home runs.
In the Home Run Derby. That is the record.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for him.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Shop. Thanks to Faymore at Berkshire Hathaway.
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic.
Skelly's Market.
Lucas Roasting Company.
Duran Independent Insurance.
Carroll County Oil.
Downtown Grill and Cafe.
Weston Auto Body.
Linda's Flowers.
Bradley's Hardware.
JCN Shuttle.
Full Belly Deli.
The Full Belly Bar and Grill. And boxed water is better.
I was going to say, you got the giggles over there.
I was, because I was going to throw something about the boxed water when we got to Duran, but I wasn't quick enough.
All right. Thank you so much for the boxed water.
You're welcome. We'll be back next Monday. Bye-bye.